Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So we've been talking about my son Barrett being 14 and going off to summer camp and how conflicted we have felt, Lana and I, about him going away and us being happy that he's leaving for 2 or 3 weeks that we're not going to see him.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that, my guy.
But we also know that there's not much time left in the house and we love him and we care for him. But damn, we are so happy he's gone for a few weeks. And somebody texted in and said, I'd love to know what 14-year-old Carson was like. So we just had my dad on the phone. And I think what we learned about 14-year-old Carson was he was dangerous to be around.
You're a menace.
You were going to end up with stitches.
Menace.
But it was just summertime fun.
Oh,
it
sure.
It was just teenagers having fun
during
the summer.
Scarred for life.
Scarred for life. And what about Kennedy? 14-year-old Kennedy. What do we think she was like? Good morning, MB.
Good morning there.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, darling.
So, what was 14-year-old Kennedy like?
Oh, good heavens. Well, you know, that's a question that could take a long time to answer.
All right.
But
pick
I
one.
We don't have all the time.
No.
No. Well, I will, you know, just to tag on to what you were talking about. Mm. I don't remember any scars on other people.
Okay.
Because they hung around with Kim. That didn't happen. In fact, I look back on 14 and then the subsequent years in high school. Gosh, they were wonderful to me. Sorry, but they were.
Oh.
But, well, they were. And, you know, things got started at that time that have continued in her life. That was the first role that she ever had in a musical, a fully staged musical in high school. That was Brigadoon. Now, Kennedy,
Mom,
what?
I know I was not easy to live with. It's okay. You can say the thing.
Okay, fine. Maybe headstrong. Maybe just a little bit headstrong.
Kennedy, headstrong? Come on now.
I
thought this just started in the past couple of weeks.
Well, let me describe our living conditions to you, which might, you know, reveal a little bit of how the interactions went. We had moved from a larger house into a very small townhouse. So there were two bedrooms upstairs and then a living area on the second floor and a basement. So I had the master bedroom, and Kennedy had the other bedroom upstairs. So she had a very beautiful place to live. Her two sisters got the basement, and they had to
that was a thing. Yes,
they had to share that space.
But Mom and I shared a bathroom. Like we had,
yes, we did.
We had this bathroom in the middle.
Mm-hmm. We did. Yes. And by the way, in that bathroom, something happened.
Mom, yes, go.
Yeah. This was the moment when I thought the house was on fire. And, you know, that can make you a little bit upset when you smell smoke and you're thinking, that's coming from inside my house. And in the bathroom, I see this little bonfire in the bathtub. And as it turns out, I believe that these were the remnants of something that Kennedy had been preparing for, working for, maybe an audition of something of some sort, but she didn't make it. Whatever it was, she didn't make it.
So I burned it?
The bonfire in the bathroom.
Pyromaniac. Kennedy was a pyromaniac.
I did not know that side existed on her. And
I burned many a
member,
diary.
Well, I didn't see those. And as far as I know, I don't think you burned anything else. I hope.
Just a lot of cigarettes.
there's that. But you know, it was the 80s. What can you do?
So much drama. Yeah. I didn't make it. I'm burning it in the bathtub.
Actually, that sounds pretty much exactly like the way you were talking at that moment.
I'm sorry for being that much of a handful, because I know I was.
Oh, don't apologize.
Well, I think if we called my sisters, they'd get a different take. But
I think so, too. That's a whole different story, which you'll have to have sibling day on Carson and Kennedy.
I can only handle one sister in the studio.
Yeah,
at
when
a time.
Jessica's in here, it's a frightening time.
Yes. Kennedy squared is a
really?
Lot.
Really? Oh,
yes.
Gosh.
Yes,
I
because we're
been.
So much alike, and Carson gets the brunt of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of oxygen.
And you can't tell the difference between the two of us, really.
Yeah, it happens so quickly.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, thanks, Mom. Thanks
well,
for
MB,
being
we love you.
You
for coming in and sharing this with us.
Well, sure. My pleasure. It was always good to get up early and, you know, be awake and be alert. And
I know, she's on vacation.
Go take on the day, Mom. Together. Go take on the day.
All right. Bye.
Okay.
Right.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Y'all have a good day.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye. All right. There goes Kennedy's mom, Mary
She's
Beth.
So pleasant. We should have called my sister.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.